Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Mike Chua, physical therapist, certified dementia practitioner, and your alternative career coach. Welcome to our career healthcare podcast and show, where we talk about different ways to find your alternative career and achieve both work and financial freedom. So visit our website, drmikechua.com or alternativehealthcarecareers.com for more information. Again, thank you for watching and listening. Welcome to our show. Be awesome, be great, be excellent, ACG. Have a great day and enjoy the show. Bye-bye. Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Mike Chua again. This is I'm a physical therapist and, of course, your alternative healthcare career coach for tonight. Tonight, we're going to be talking about how to start your own stretch mobility business, whether you're a PT, PTA, or OT or an OTA, or even speech therapist, right? So we'll be back in a few seconds.
HelloNote is a truly therapist-friendly practice management solution with integrated EMR that will enhance workflow, efficiency, and patient care. HelloNote reduces error and allows you to spend more time with your patients. It comes integrated with billing. Claims are generated once a note is completed. You can bill with one click and a patient portal, which streamlines the patient intake process. Beautifully engineered and cloud-based for easy accessibility, the software works on all platforms. You can access patient records from anywhere. We also offer 24/7 support. HelloNote is the practice management solution that you're looking for.
What is going on, my Facebook friends? And of course, we don't want to miss our YouTube friends too. And for those people who are also listening in our podcast, gosh, I'm getting a lot of messages from people who are listening in the podcast. Amazingly, there are people who are actually listening to us, right? Well, anyway, check it out, hellonote.com. You get certain discount, you know, just reach out, go to hellonote.com or reach out to me and everything like that. If you see something in my face, I just finished eating dinner. You know what? Let me show you what I'm eating. I'm eating adobo. Thank you very much for my beautiful wife. She cooked adobo, you know. It's amazing. It's a Filipino dish. A-D-O-B-O. Is that how you say it? Adobo? Yeah, adobo, yeah. It's basically pork, and then you cook it with the vinegar and soy sauce and all the shebang there, all her lovely whatever mixing thing. So, yeah. Another way, check it out, hellonote.com. And, of course, check it out, MedBridge Education. MedBridge Education, you get 40%. Use the code ALTERNATIVE to get 40% discount, right? So, big 4-0. Imagine what? Hopefully, they can just give us like 50%, right? But 40%, still not bad. Right, but before I keep on going, let me just encourage you. Bam! You see that? Don't let people who gave up on their dreams talk you out of it. Can you see that, ladies and gentlemen? If you can see that, type in you can see it. If not, we'll adjust it, right? Hello, Humberto! What's going on, Humberto Medina? I like this. I like what they said here, or what it says here. Don't let people who gave up on their dreams talk you out of yours. And a lot of people were like asking in the group, and then they say, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. Somebody told me I can't do this, I can't do that. Well, you're asking the wrong person. You know, we already know how to ask the right questions, but next time, ask the right person, ladies and gentlemen. If you're asking the wrong person, you're going to get the wrong answer. Imagine if you're a student and then you have a math question and you're asking an English professor. Well, guess what? You're going to get an English answer, right? Or whatever. You got to ask the right person, right? Same thing in medical field. You know, if you have a heart condition, you know, I have a heart condition, right? And you go to an orthopedic doctor, what they're going to look at is your orthopedic issues. Yes, they can probably screen for some heart issues, but you got to go to that specific person who are actually winning. And same thing, if you want to start your own small little business, small little side hustle, you got to ask that specific person who's actually winning. I have a student right now that we have, and we're coaching them, and we're helping them out in their life. And they would always tell me, hey, a lot of people told me it's hard to do this, hard to do that. Well, guess what? You're asking the wrong person. you know, you have the right answer. You have the right question. Now look for that right person. Thank you very much, Humberto, for seeing it. Look for the right person and ask. And tonight we're going to ask. We have some questions in mind, and we have the right person to ask tonight. Ain't that a great segue? No, that wasn't in the script, right? So, well, anyway, our guest for tonight is her name is Kim Notker. I hope I'm pronouncing her last name right. Notker. We're gonna ask where Notkers are, you know. So, Kim Notker. So, I know she's from Ohio, but she is the founder and the owner and the big boss, the CEO of Stretch Mobility Coach and Stretch Method Training Program. So her website is called the Stretch Mobility Coach, and I looked up her website. It's amazing. It's called Stretch Physical Therapy and Wellness, something like that. Basically, they're providing stretching. Right, what a specific niche. Well, guess what? Ask a person, hey, can I start my stretch mobility program? Ask a person over the other side of the street. They're going to tell you, oh, you can't do that. Well, right now, let's ask. We're going to bring in Kim Notker. She's a PTA, by the way, if I'm not mistaken. And we're going to ask her the right questions and asking the right person. All right. Without further ado, let's go ahead and bring in Kim Notker. Where's she at? There you go. Kim, could you please tell us who you are again? What do you do? And how can we find our alternative careers, sister?
Yes, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing me to join tonight. This is exciting. So I am Kim Notker. I am the owner of Stretch Physical Therapy and Total Wellness, and that is in Westchester, Ohio. And out of Stretch Physical Therapy and Total Wellness, I founded and started the Stretch Method Training Program that trains stretch mobility coaches to work and offer stretching services to bridge the gap from the current physical therapy service that is available to our community. So I started that when I started my business, but in 2020, I became a stretch mobility coach just by saying it. And within 2 weeks, my schedule was full. And I thought, where did these people come from? They weren't asking for physical therapy. I had not marketed anything. I'm not like any other owner that I don't just say, hey, I'm going to do this. And then my schedule was full. So it opened my eyes to an area in the healthcare system that was unmet. And since last year when I did that, I now have two full-time PTAs that work solely as stretch mobility coaches, and they bring in around $4,000 a week on average, each of them. So,
wow. Wow. I want that number, right? It's amazing. So I mentioned earlier, Kim, so you're a PTA, and let me ask you first, what qualifies you to do this? Could you answer that? I mean, because a lot of people, especially in our group, the Alternative Healthcare Career Group, can I really do this? Can I really do that? You know, can we really do this, Kim? What do you think?
So, yes, I am a physical therapist assistant. And I opened my physical therapy practice against many people saying that I could not, and opened it with a preventative mindset, with a lot of people saying, ooh, that's too much for our area. And I have grown leaps and bounds since I started, and it doesn't seem to be stopping.
Wow. Wow. See that? Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Where did that go? Did you hear that? Leaps and bounds. We want that. We always want to grow. You know, if we're not growing, even in whatever you're doing right now, you're going to get stuck, just like a river. You know, if there's a sea that it's not flowing, it's called Dead Sea. If your own career is kind of dead right now, you're at the end of your rope or whatever you call that, You need to move. You need to get out of that comfort zone. You need to go to the stretch zone. All right, Kim. So why stretching? I mean, is there a special thing about stretching? I mean, why did you choose that specific niche? Or you just stumbled upon it, you know, okay, I'm going to do this niche or start. Is there a special thing about it?
Actually, the physical therapy clinic is called Stretch Physical Therapy and Total Wellness. And I put up a sign, and against my website designer's advice, I put up this sign. And within a week, it paid itself off. And he said, what do you have on this sign that people are coming to you? And it was the word stretch. And know that we're not only doing stretching services within our facility, we're doing physical therapy. We're also doing mobility and other services. And there are two levels to this program that we'll talk about tonight. But stretching, if you Google it, then there are 300,000 people Googling stretching every 15 minutes.
Wow.
Okay. So a consumer is going to call when they're tight and they feel like stretching is the answer, because in marketing, you need to stretch every day to be healthy. Okay. So it's a good segue to be able to really understand a consumer and what they want, to be able to offer them something and then educate them on what they really need to prevent the tightness or pain from coming back. So it's all about education. It's all about providing what they want, where they are.
Mm. So did you run? So you mentioned about the website and everything. Did you run some ads or Facebook ads or you just promoted in your community? Excuse me, in your community.
When I started the Stretch Mobility Coach, right, I literally walked up to my office manager and went, I'm going to do Stretch Mobility Coach. I'm not going to train my PTs on the method anymore. I'm just going to let the PTs do PT. I'm going to be a Stretch Mobility Coach. And she goes, I think that's a great idea. And that was literally it. So I put together the services. I put together what the program was going to look like, which was bridged off of just what we had in our clinic with physical therapy. We were doing these same services and providing it under out-of-network insurance. And people were paying for that and loving it. And I went, wait a second. Mm. This has to be different.
Wow.
PT has to be PT. This has to be different. Let's see if this is valid, that it's what we're offering and not the word physical therapy. So when I split away and my schedule was full in 2 weeks, I knew that it was what people were looking for. And the funny part is, people that, if you're a private practice or if you're a PTA, people don't pick up the phone without a prescription and just say, hey, I want to see a PT.
Yep.
But people on the table, when I was providing Stretch Mobility Coach services, now I was doing the same thing almost in the PT part with the system that we have. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But calling it Stretch Mobility Coach services, they were coming in and going, Kim, I got to bring my daughter in here. She needs this. And I got to bring my sister in here. She needs this. And it just kept going because people resonate with stretching and mobility.
Mm, wow. That's so amazing. I think you hit the nail in the head, something like that, whatever you call that in English, right? So that's amazing. So Kim, you mentioned about getting away from that therapy mindset and then going into that preventative mindset. So how does that work? I mean, do you do some sort of a wellness screen at least, or just go ahead and, okay, let's go ahead and just do a quick stretch or something like that? Hey, Anthony.
Tony is in the house.
I know, right? So just before you answer that, Kim, my day is not complete without listening to Anthony's videos, and it's part of my daily drive. Ladies and gentlemen, I drive from Martin to Jackson. It's like an hour away from where I live, and I listen to his videos every single day. So I love how mellow Anthony is. You know, I'm like crazy. You know, I talk loud, and he's so nice and mellow. So Anthony, thank you very much for all you do. I appreciate you, brother. All right, Kim, let's go back to you. Enough of Anthony. He's got too much exposure anyway.
Tony is literally just 20 minutes down the road from me, Mike.
Really? Mm-hmm. I went and visited his clinic.
You were 20 minutes away from me.
I know. I wish I should have just, I should went to you too. So when was I there? When was I there, Tony? Is that how you say it in English? When was I there? When did I go there? Something like that. You know what I mean? When was I there? Is that the right grammar or even
it is.
Running out of English?
When was I in Ohio?
So when was I in Ohio? Probably around probably around August or July, August, something like that. So I wish maybe someday. Anthony said August. So I wish someday I want to go there, check it out, do a live thing, do a certification class or whatever you call that, Kim. So let's do that. All right.
Yeah. That would be great.
Well, anyway, Kim, so you mentioned about from getting out of that therapy mindset, the insurance mindset, and then being in a preventative mindset. So how does that work? Do you do wellness stuff? Do you do a quick assessment or do you do therapy and then you discharge them to stretching? How does that work?
So it comes from different streams is what we found. So my stream in the beginning, the first couple of weeks, came from my clients from physical therapy discharging into a bridging program, because all of us have seen in the world of physical therapy, that day that you go, hey, you're graduating today and I'm discharging you, you get the deer in the headlights look like, oh, what do you mean discharging me? I'm not ready. And you go, oh, you're going to be fine. But they're not ready. So this gave us an opportunity to bridge from physical therapy services to now we do a 10-point mobility exam, and that's looking totally at different things than what we look at in a physical therapy evaluation. And so it takes a consumer from that PT model over to now considering, how do I improve my mobility, improve my performance, meet my personal goals, and never, ever, ever have to come back to physical therapy again. And so what we're looking at when I'm saying preventative is we are really comprehensively looking at, how do we look into the future and prevent things from happening? We don't want this consumer to have to go to medications, injections, or surgery. So based on what is happening in the body right now, how can we improve mobility, improve deep muscle firing, regenerate areas that are degenerative, and how do we get this person strong enough to be able to play volleyball, soccer, any sport that they want to be able to play without those joints locking back down? So we kind of tell people when they're asking, okay, what's the difference? We say, hey, traditional physical therapy is like a firefighter. They come in and they put out the fire completely so that your pain is gone. And a lot of us, we go in and we also help return to function and get them back to playing sports and things like that. But have we missed a whole aspect when we've shown them some general stuff and we don't hold their hands and walk them through it? Because we don't know what they're doing at home, what they're doing on the weekends, what their diet looks like, what their sleep patterns are, and how much stress they're under. What we found was that we were dropping the ball at discharge. These people want to get better. They want to do what they want to be able to do personally. And this program actually allows them to do that. So the stretch mobility coach takes it from putting out the fire to now cleaning up all of the damage that was from the fire and now rebuilding the house. So we've got that entire area. And while these people are sleep deprived, eating poorly, sleeping poorly, and all of those other things, and their pain is going up and down, or maybe they don't have pain, but it's going to come back, we are looking at rebuilding that deep, deep musculoskeletal system that has not been working, it's been holding, and then healing the soft tissue through cupping and deep thermal laser and other things. The stretching is the icing on the cake that they absolutely love.
All right. Somebody's saying, hi, Kimberly, another Facebook user. You are such a user, Facebook user, whoever you are. just kidding. It's probably because of that Facebook. It's not recognizing it. But yeah, I love what Kim was talking about on about, you know, from that therapy mindset, and then you discharge them to wellness. And there's a cycle there. That's what we do too in our therapy practice. Jerry Hab, you know, shout out Jerry Hab physical therapy, you know, from home health, and then the outpatient, you know, we take them and we do the group exercises. And now we want to offer this, you know, stretching hab or stretch hab or whatever you call this stretch mobility thing. And then we can target more people. It's all about branding too, right, Kim?
I think it's hugely all about branding, but it's about really listening to the consumer and giving them exactly what they want.
Mm, I love what you said there. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? She said, you know, asking the consumer, asking the people, what do they really want? But most of us here, we say, okay, you're discharged after 4 visits. And then most of the patients are like, oh, I'm not ready yet. And then you'll be like, no, your insurance is not going to pay it. Well, if they still want it, go ahead and give it to them. Charge them cash or whatever. Oh, well, Kim. So, Kim, where can they reach you? And what's your website again?
It is thestretchmobilitycoach.com. And today is the first day that it's live. So we rushed to get it to this this interview tonight. So there are going to be some things that maybe are a little quirky in it. So bear with us. But it is live right now.
The stretchmobilitycoach.com. I'm checking it out right now, ladies and gentlemen. The stretch. Well, it's still loading, but you can see it here right below there, the stretchmobilitycoach.com. On my side, it's still loading. I'm sure. There it is. I can see. I think that's Kim. She's trying to, you know, stretch a person there, their hamstring and everything. And yeah, it looks really amazing. So, Kim, So from here, is this a certification class, a CEU class? I mean, how does that work?
So it is not a CEU class. Okay. I am looking for people who want to be entrepreneurs, who want to do something that is their own thing, or a private practice that wants to add a program that is proven and successful. So this is a certification. So you have to pass the 3 practicums as a level 2 stretch mobility coach. Or a level 1, you have to pass that practicum. Now you have to hold the certification, and then you have to have an affiliate to call yourself a stretch mobility coach and to use all of the branding materials. And that little find a coach tab on the website, when you click that, all of the coaches will be listed in there and all of their practices. So you can go directly to their pages.
Wow. That's an amazing branding there. So I think that answers Humberto's question. He was asking, does she offer a course or certification? Yep, that's it. Go to that website again, Humberto Medina, thestretchmobilitycoach.com. And I think I'm going to have to, you know, sign up my PTA there. So I guess this is Russell. So yeah, Russell, hello there. And then there you go. All right. Let's go back to Kim. So after we get this, you know, certification or training or whatever you call it or whatever you want to call it, is there any support for us? I mean, I know you're going to put up our names in your website. Would you help us establish our LLC or DBA, or are you specifically looking for a person or a clinic who's already established and just adding it on their service? Just like me, for example, I just need, you know, my PTA, you know, shout out to my PTAs, amazing group of people. So I can't do this without them.
No, you can't. So I hold your hand through the whole process. So all of the certification stuff is online, and there's a lot of material once you purchase the program that you are able to view. But we take it in increments, and then you have 2 times a week coaching for 3 months. So that's going to be coaching on the business side of thing. You know, that how you're supposed to answer the phone, how you're supposed to take that call and convert them to an actual arrived appointment, how you're supposed to market yourself and build your relationship in your area, and who are the prime practitioners you should advertise this to, and then also the clinical side. So it's learning upper quadrant, lower quadrant, low back and hips. If you're a level 2, it's very comprehensive, and I would recommend that you have at least 5 years under your belt as a PTA or a COTA before going into this level 2. But level 1 is assisted stretching, and that's over 100 stretches that you do that are not just your hammy stretch, okay? It's not just contract relax, and that's what you are provided with at your stretch zones, your stretch labs, and your other stretch companies. It is my own stretching technique that I actually had to name the actual stretches that not only includes muscle, but it also stretches joints. It also stretches the fascia and other things. So when a person says, oh, I stretched today and it's no big deal, and they get on your table, literally when they stand up, their eyes are going to open and go, oh my God, that was awesome. So consumers absolutely love it.
I love what you're saying here. You know, the goal when you're starting a business is not just to satisfy the customer.
Nope.
Everybody's satisfying it. The goal now is to amaze and wow the customers.
Every
if your
time.
Goal is just to satisfy, don't even start. Don't even go to this, you know, stretch mobility website. If you are just doing the bare minimum, if you are the type of therapist, you know, I'm not calling you out, but there are a lot of therapists out here, you know, that they just want to do the bare minimum, come in and out, you know, I hate to say this, there are a lot of therapists, even in home health, they just come in 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes and they leave. And if you're that type of therapist that don't want to go above and beyond and amaze your customers, don't even do this, because you're just going to waste your money, right? Uh-huh. You're going to waste Kim's time and my time. But if you are the type of person who wants to give the best for your clients, learning how to listen, learning how to give the best treatment, you know, doing a thorough assessment or a wellness assessment, or whether you're a PT or a PTA, I don't care. But if you are wanting to be the best that you can be, this is the program. Check it out, thestretchmobilitycoach.com. Well, anyway, I know Kim is very busy. She is in Eastern time. Kim, let me ask you, but before I ask you, we will be back in a few seconds, okay? We'll be back.
HelloNote is a truly therapist-friendly practice management solution with integrated EMR that will enhance workflow, efficiency, and patient care. HelloNote reduces error and allows you to spend more time with your patients. It comes integrated with billing. Claims are generated once a note is completed. You can bill with one click and a patient portal, which streamlines the patient intake process. Beautifully engineered and cloud-based for easy accessibility, the software works on all platforms. You can access patient records from anywhere. We also offer 24/7 support. HelloNote is the practice management solution that you're looking for.
Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. HelloNote, if you want to use, you know, if you need an EMR in your private practice. Check it out, HelloNote.com. They also have this amazing program. I think it's for $300 a year. It's only $300 a year. It's HelloNote Lite. It doesn't have all the features and the bells and whistles, but you can, you know, play with it for $300 a month, a year. Let me just do that. Do the math. $300 a year divided by 12, $25 a month. I mean, to learn and use a system called HelloNote, that's not bad. $25 a month. Oh, and I mean, that's just 2 coffees, right? Check it out. HelloNote. And then, of course, if you sign up and, you know, mention my name too, right? I get some brownie points, right? Brownie points. So check it out, HelloNote.com, right? We'll be back.
so much today from Dr. Mike Chua's Certified Dementia Practitioner Live Seminar. Not only was it about facts on how to help as a therapist treat those with dementia or memory deficits, but it was also about how to talk to family members, how to talk to caregivers, how to interact with the nursing staff in the hospital, and really how to present myself as a certified dementia practitioner. If you're looking to broaden your skill set with becoming a certified dementia practitioner, I highly recommend Dr. Mike Chua's seminar.
Hello, my name is Nina Chakrashvili. I am support group facilitator leader and a specialist and a Alzheimer's educator. So I just completed Dr. Mike Chua's 2-day class, which one was the best class. First.
Yes, it was it's the best class. I like watching that. You know, say the best class because not because I'm teaching it, but because you are attending it, right, ladies and gentlemen? It's the best because I'm not only learning when I'm teaching it. I'm not only teaching it, but I'm actually learning it because every time I teach it, I'm learning from the students because the students are just amazing. And I'm sure Kim could attest to that too when she's teaching that class and she's learning from those students too how to improve your teaching skills, how to improve your speaking skills and stuff like that. All right, tonight we're interviewing Kim. She is a physical therapist assistant and she owns and manages her Stretch Physical Therapy and Wellness or Total Wellness there at Ohio. Where's she at? There you go, Kim. There you go, Kim.
Hello.
Kim. I'm going to ask you this crazy question too. What is your biggest challenge in doing this and how do you turn this around?
I think it's mindset. It's, can I do this? And because it's new, where do I find these people? And what's cool is that the people that are saying that, it's pretty easy to find the people. It's just all about shifting that paradigm from physical therapy mentality over to I can help you. And if I can't, I'll get you to the right place. But it doesn't matter in age. People need stretching and need skilled clinical people to do these things. So why not PTAs stretching people? Why not PTs? Why not OTs? Why not OTAs? Why do we let a personal trainer or a yoga instructor stretch people and get the same amount of money or more than what we get?
You hit the nail in the head. Two things that she said here, ladies and gentlemen. First is the mindset. You know, you got to correct that mindset. Take off that, what you call this, that employee hat and put in that entrepreneur hat, right? You got to put that hat, okay? You know, just like in therapy, when you go to the clinic, whether you're PT, PTA, or OT, or OTA, you are, when I'm at home, I'm a parent, right? I'm a parent. When I'm talking to my wife, I'm an employee. No, when I'm talking to my wife, she's my boss, right? When I'm talking to my wife, I'm a husband, right? When you're going to your work or your business, or for example, you're going to a work, you're a therapist, right? So you have to take off that hat of being an employee, thinking, "Why I can't do this, I can't do that." Imagine personal trainers, Pilates instructor. I was just talking to a Pilates instructor, Stephen Dunn's group. He's a PT. You know how much they charge per session on Pilates? $150 to $250. Mm-hmm. Pilates. And these are personal trainers / Pilates people. I don't know. You know. What more for you, ladies and gentlemen, especially in our group, Alternative Healthcare Career Group? You got the skills. You got the looks already, my Facebook friend or YouTube friend. You got the degree. You got the looks. You got Kim. What else are you waiting for? You're waiting for the pig to fly, whatever you call it. Is that a term here? When you're waiting for the pig to fly?
When pigs fly.
When pigs fly. It's not going to happen. Now is the perfect time to start this stretch mobility coach. All right, Kim, any last parting wisdom for our friends before I do our raffle? We're going to do a special raffle, by the way. I'm going to teach a class this coming Saturday, a lymphedema class. So I don't even know why I'm there, but I'm going to teach there. But it applies, you know. So, all right, any last parting wisdom, Kim, for our group?
So why should a PTA, COTA, or occupational therapist just make $60,000 to $70,000 a year when they could make six figures and not even have to work full time?
Say that again.
PTs, PTAs, COTAs, or occupational therapists, why should they just make $60,000 to $90,000 when they could make six figures and not have to work full time? Or
say it again.
Make $190,000 and work full time.
Say it again, Kim.
Why would you take any less than six figures of an income on your own practice, work your own hours, and see your clients and be happy?
Boom. There's a reason why I was asking her to repeat it again and again, ladies and gentlemen, because I wanted you to guys to understand there is an opportunity here. You know, the key here is like what Kim said, you just have to change that mindset. We're not talking about multi-level marketing mindset here, okay? Mm-hmm. We're not talking about network level marketing, you know, wherein, you know, you got to sell a product or something. Yes, you're going to sell a product. You're going to sell yourself, right? But we're not talking about, you know, those networking. What we're talking about is that mindset. Open that mind. And, you know, your mind is just like a parachute, ladies and gentlemen. It will only work when it's open. But the thing of it is, ladies and gentlemen, that parachute will also work when you jump and get out of that plane. Did that make sense? Did that make sense, ladies and gentlemen? You got to first put that parachute in your backpack or whatever and then jump out of the plane. And then you got to pull that, whatever you call that string, and then make it work. It's scary. I'm sure, you know, when Kim started this, it was scary, right, Kim?
When I first opened my business, it was scary. When I did the stretch mobility coach and to find out in 2 weeks I was full, it's been kind of gravy ever since.
It's there's no looking back, right? It's so amazing. All right. Again, thank you very much, Kim. I appreciate you. But before I let you go, we are going to go to that quick raffle. I'm going to share my screen. Stop that thing and then share this. I hope I'm going to share this thing right. Boom. Well, I'm not sharing my screen yet. So Kim will help us with the raffle tonight. We're going to raffle what you call the, let me take this off. We're going to raffle the Lymphedema Conference. Let me see what the title of that conference is. I'm going to be speaking tomorrow. Lymphedema Conference. I'm scrolling in our Facebook page. Lymphedema Conference and Workshop 2021. There are like several super duper amazing speakers, and I don't even know why I'm there, but look at those speakers. They're amazing. You know, they are like the pillars of the lymphedema world. You know, I'm not even a lymphedema expert, but I'm there. I'm gonna speak about how to start your small little side hustle. But we're gonna raffle that. She's giving us one just one, she said, one ticket to our for our group, the Alternative Healthcare Career Group. So we are going to raffle it now. I don't know if you see it here. I put all your names for those people who commented the raffle in our group. So if for those people who didn't type in raffle, unfortunately, I didn't put your name. But let me know, Kim, if I need to press the go button.
Press the go button, Mike.
There you go. I guess when you say stretch, let's go ahead and press it. Okay. One, okay. Two, three.
Stretch.
Stretch. There you go. All right. It's turning. There you go. It's almost done. Whoever you are, who won? Who's that's name? Shannon Bergfeld. Congratulations, Shannon. You have won the ticket to or free registration to that Lymphedema conference and workshop. If you're watching, type in you're watching, Shannon. I hope you're watching. I hope you're subscribed to our channel, a YouTube and podcast or whatever, or Facebook. But if not, I'm going to reach out to you. I'm sure you commented there. So I'm going to reach out to you in a minute and then send you the registration thing. I'm going to send you a group message with the organizers. All right. Congratulations, Shannon.
Congratulations, Shannon.
Yeah, there you go. Let me stop my share screen. I'm going to remove that there. There you go, Kim. Again, Kim, thank you very much. I appreciate you. But before I let you go, ladies and gentlemen, always remember the word fast, F-A-S-T, right? F-A-S-T, letter F. Find friends that will push you to your next level because you are the average of the five people you hang out with. So whoever you're hanging out with, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be you. Well, tonight I hang out with Kim. I feel like I can be a stretch mobility coach. I think I need some stretching too. I really need some stretching. You know, my back, you know, I'm a physical therapist. I know what to do, but I still have my student, Dowdy, stretch me out, you know, stretch my back and everything. So you need. So find people that will bring out the best in you. You know, you hang out in a barber shop. Guess what? You're going to get a haircut anytime soon. So you gotta make sure you're choosing your friends. Choose the people you associate with. Choose stretch mobility coach, right? All right, next letter is letter A, take action. All this stuff that we're doing, it's not going to do me good. It's not even going to do Kim good if you don't take action, guys. Take action by reaching out to Kim. Take action by going to her website. The stretch, where is it at? The stretchmobilitycoach.com. It's up in running already. So take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction, ladies and gentlemen. Do one thing at a time. All right. Next letter is letter S. Shoot for the moon. If you keep shooting for the moon, guess what? You're going to miss it. But you're going to be landing with the star. I kept shooting for the moon, ladies and gentlemen. Guess what? I landed tonight with the star named Kim Notker. That's the star there, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to fail. You're going to get rejected. You're going to fail, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to fall. But it doesn't matter how many times you've fallen or you got sick or got rejected or got fired like me. I got fired several times. It's how many times you get up and do this all over again, my friends. So like Kim, I'm sure she has failed some of her, you know, other stuff. Did it stop her from doing it? No. Just keep going one step at a time, one day at a time. And last but not the least, ladies and gentlemen, is letter T is teach it. Why? Because when you hear it, you forget. When you see it, you remember. But when you're actually teaching it, you're actually understanding it more. And that's what Kim and her group is doing. She's teaching people how to start their own stretch mobility, clinic or whatever you call that. Because the more she teaches this, the more she understands it. All right, again, thank you very much, my Facebook friends. Appreciate you. Be awesome. Be great. Be excellent. And we will see you again next week, my Facebook friends. Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed the show. Check out our website at drmikechua.com or alternativehealthcarecareers.com for more information. Again, ACG, be awesome, be great, be excellent. Thank you and hope to see you on our next episode. Goodbye.